Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So here we are in the third year of a pandemic. By the way, I'm Paul, DJ producing and doing so much more than producing. Third year of a pandemic. Last week it was bird flu. I woke up this morning and monkeypox, which I'm pretty sure I have all of that, but I'm a bit of a hypochondriac. And I pray I don't get monkeypox either. And I thought, well, who would know something about monkeypox? And then I thought, well, our friend, Dr. Greg Poland, who's a vaccine specialist, a world-renowned expert at the Mayo Clinic, I bet you he knows something about monkeypox. And Greg, would you tell listeners what you were doing when you first heard about monkeypox?
It's kind of funny, Paul, when I got notified about the first case, I was eating a banana, oddly enough.
No.
But,
really?
I was.
All right.
And I think I got notified because we've previously consulted with WHO on their policy for how to use smallpox vaccines under different scenarios. I led the clinical trials of the new smallpox vaccine and helped to create the Department of Defense's policy for the use of these vaccines. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is a area of great public health concern, certainly globally, but you know, for the individual listener, a very low concern.
Well, that's good news. My understanding, which is limited, is that monkeypox doesn't spread easily, not over long distances through the air, mainly through contaminated surfaces or prolonged proximity with other people if you're up really, really close. But then again, you know, I remember a time when there were questions about COVID, a lot of concerns about contaminated surfaces. Turns out that was very transmissible, especially the Delta variant and subsequent variants. But is that an oversimplification? How easy is it to catch monkeypox?
You know, traditionally, not easy at all. And that's what makes this of concern. As of an hour ago, literally 1 hour ago, there are 120 known or suspected cases outside of Africa across 12 different countries. Just got notified of a new case in Israel. So something is different here. Traditionally, you're exactly right. This was large droplet spread, or contaminated body fluids, contaminated bedding, something like that that would spread it. And so you didn't see large outbreaks. I mean, there have been 450-ish cases in Nigeria over the last couple of years, and here we've got 120 cases in the UK. Cases doubled within a few days. What we can say is that the center of these cases seem to be occurring in what are called sexual circles. These are primarily gay and bisexual men that have formed most of the cases. Hmm. And what's different is it seems to be spreading beyond that. Normally you would see one or two or three cases, certainly nothing that would account for 120 cases. But there's something interesting that's happened here. This is the first time in human history that people have not been exposed to orthopox viruses and were 70%, let's just take the U.S., 70% of people have not received smallpox vaccine. So there's a lot of lack of immunity that may allow this to spread easier. The other thing, of course, we're concerned about, and we only have one sequence so far, but has this virus mutated in any way to become more transmissible?
Yeah, that's my thought, too, because that's what viruses do. They mutate. They always find a way to survive. And one confirmed case now in New York City. So, and again, hopefully this is all for nothing. We don't want to scare listeners. I mean, the last thing we need is to worry about a new virus. But smallpox, so let me get this straight. If you did get a smallpox virus, and that's not one of the ones that kids get automatically, right? Then maybe you're correct. In better shape with monkeypox?
Well, you know, the particular strain of monkeypox that's circulating in Africa kills about 1 to 4% of people. Smallpox killed more like 10 to 30% of people. Oof. The difference now is we can use smallpox vaccine. We can use a vaccine specifically for monkeypox that was approved in the summer of 2019 here in the U.S. called Jynneos. And we have Vaccinia immune globulin, and we have a recently approved antiviral drug for monkeypox.
Okay, that's good. So we do have vaccines and we do have treatments if, and it's a big if, it becomes a real issue. I want to pivot while we have you, while we still have some time, back to COVID. I know it's not over. Cases rising across much of the United States right now. I think a lot of people are over COVID-19, even if COVID-19 isn't over us. But the FDA,
yeah, well said.
The FDA authorized that booster shot, a third Pfizer shot for healthy 5 to 11-year-olds. But I saw some data that suggests that many parents are holding off on getting younger kids under the age of 5 immunized. Maybe a wait and see. Again, perhaps concerns about the vaccine. Waiting to see what happens with other kids, you know. I know it sounds horrible, but a lot of people are saying...
Yeah, the booster that was approved is for kids 5 and older. So we're waiting on approval for younger kids. And, you know, what the concern has been is, will they see cases of myocarditis? Well,
right.
Earlier this morning, some data came out. In the 5 to 11-year-olds, they saw about 2 to 3 cases per million. 12 to 15-year-olds, about 48 cases per million. 16 to 17-year-olds, about 74 cases per million.
Okay.
So it appears to be happening in a way that we suspected, that the risk of myocarditis gets lower and lower and lower the younger you are.
Got it. If you had a 10 or 11-year-old child, would you hesitate getting a vaccine?
I wouldn't. You look at it and you say, well, what's the risk of dying? It's really, really low. But that's not the concern. The risk is that they will end up with a complication or with long COVID symptoms. And I've seen far too many patients whose lives have been seriously degraded in terms of the quality of their life, or even lost the ability to work or to work at the job that they loved. And that would be worth it alone.
Dr. Poland, last question. Long COVID. Every time I look at the data, I do a double take, triple take, because it seems that you don't need a severe case of COVID. You know, shortness of breath, being admitted to a hospital for treatment, to suffer some impacts. And it seems like there may be tens of millions of Americans who still have symptoms in many cases 6 months or longer after they've recovered, or they thought they recovered from COVID-19. What's the latest? What do we know about long COVID? Does it have anything to do with age or the severity of the illness as presented?
We do think that long COVID does have something to do with the severity of the case. Having said that, 60% of the people that were able to follow in these studies have long COVID and had asymptomatic or mild cases. So, you know, the idea that, well, I got off scot-free, maybe not. And in fact, some of the damage done, especially in young people, may not be discoverable until they get older and now have limited capacity, say lung or heart capacity, than they thought. So this is a real issue. And you mentioned about people thinking that COVID's over. When we last talked a week ago, there were about 60,000 new cases a day. That has almost doubled in a week. So the idea that people are not wearing masks, that is just unfathomable in the face of these hyper-contagious variants that are circulating around the U.S.
So word to the wise, still be cautious. It's not over yet, right?
Absolutely.
Dr. Greg Poland, Mayo Clinic is lucky to have you. We are lucky to have you on CCO. Thank you, and have a great weekend, my friend.
Thank you, Paul. Be safe.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.